Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid al-Azhar, Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق الجهاد حتى أتاه اليقين فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تمسك بسنته واكتفى بهديه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا أما بعد فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أجارني الله وإياكم من النار. Allah Azza wa Jal has favored land over others, like He has favored Mecca over other lands. And He has favored months over others, like the four sacred months over the other months of the year. And He has favored days over others, like the day of Friday over the days of the week. And He has also favored people over others, like He has favored the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over all of mankind. And like He has favored all of those, Allah Azza wa Jal has favored words over others. Yes, Allah Azza wa Jal has favored and beloved four words over all other words that were taught to mankind. These four words summarize who you are as a slave to Allah Azza wa Jal, and summarize who Allah Azza wa Jal is as a creator. These four words give you identity, and they are full of reward and meaning. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, أحب الكلام إلى الله أربع, that the most beloved words to Allah Azza wa Jal are four. And in another hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى مِنَ الْكَلَامِ أَرْبَعًا سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. That Allah Azza wa Jal has favored four words over all other words that were taught to mankind. The word Subhanallah, and the word Alhamdulillah, and the word La ilaha illallah, and the word Allahu Akbar. Not only are these four words beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal, but they are also beloved to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and favored to him over all other words. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَأَنْ أَقُولَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ خَيْرُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ. That these four words are more beloved to me than that which the sun rises above and over. All that is within the heavens and the earth, these four words are more beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These four words increase a person in hasanat and wipe away his sin, as is mentioned in the continuation of the first hadith, that he who says Subhanallah, Allah will write for him 20 hasanat and wipe away 20 sayyi'at. And the one that says Alhamdulillah, Allah will write for him 20 hasanat and wipe away 20 sayyi'at. And he who says La ilaha illallah, Allah will write for him 20 hasanat and wipe away 20 sayyi'at. And he who says Allahu Akbar sincerely from his heart, Allah will write for him 30 hasanat and wipe away 30 sayyi'at. And in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was walking with his companions one day as they got to a tree. A tree that had dead, old, frail leaves on it. You can imagine an autumn day. A tree that has dead leaves. All it needs is a gust of wind and all those leaves will fall off. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam produced his stick and he hit the tree. And in result, all the leaves fell from this tree. So he turned to his sahaba, to his companions, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teaching them. He said, "Inna alhamdulillah wa subhanallah wa la ilaha illallah. Wallahu akbar la tusaqitu min abdi min dhunubi al-abdi kama tasaqata waraqu hadhihi ash-shajara." That you saying subhanallah and alhamdulillah and la ilaha illallah and Allahu Akbar will wipe away sin and let them fall away from you like the leaves fall away from a tree. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also taught us about these four words, that the one who says them before he sleeps, his sin will be wiped away. And he taught us sallallahu alayhi wasallam that these four words, subhanallah and alhamdulillah and la ilaha illallah and Allahu Akbar, are a fortification and a protection for you from Jahannam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, خُذُوا جُنَّتَكُمْ خُذُوا جُنَّتَكُمْ فَقَالُوا قَالُوا أَمِنْ عَدُوٍ حَضَرٌ. He said, take your guard, take heed, take protection, be prepared. So the Sahaba asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is there an enemy that has come forth? Is there an enemy that is coming to attack us? He said, خُذُوا جُنَّتَكُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ قُولُوا سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ فَإِنَّهُنَّ يَأْتِينَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مُسْتَقْدِمَاتٍ مُنْجِيَاتٍ وَهُنَّ الْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. On the day of judgment, you saying subhanallah and alhamdulillah and la ilaha illallah and Allahu Akbar, that's your front line of defense. That's your front line of defense. That is your protection. That is the first line that protects you from Jahannam. So say subhanallah and say alhamdulillah and say la ilaha illallah and say Allahu Akbar if you wish to be saved from Jahannam. And the hadith that we all know, and the hadith that many of us should be implementing after the prayer, after the prescribed prayer, for the one that says subhanallah 33 times and alhamdulillah 33 times and la ilaha illallah 33 times, and ends it with la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah lahul mulku wa lahul hamd yuhyi wa yumit wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. His sins will be wiped away even if they are like the froth of the sea. Saying these four words, subhanallah and alhamdulillah and la ilaha illallah and Allahu Akbar, are a charity for you. As is mentioned in a hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that for every individual is a charity on his behalf every single day. So the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulallah, a charity every single day, how can we afford this and we have no wealth? He said, the word subhanallah and alhamdulillah and la ilaha illallah and Allahu Akbar equal a charity for you. And these four words, not only do they equal a charity for you, but they also equal great acts of worship, like the act of jihad and the act of night prayer and the act of sadaqah. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that these four equal these acts of deeds. For the one that cannot stand in the night of prayer, and the one that cannot fight the enemy, and the one that cannot give in charity, let him continually say, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also taught us about these, that they are heavy in the scale. Bakhim bakh, la khamsin. ما أثقلهن في الميزان سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله الأكبر والولد الصالح يموت للمرء المسلم فيحتسب. These four words, they are heavy in the scale. كلمتان خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان حبيبتان إلى الرحمن سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. Two words, heavy but not on you, heavy in the scale, light on the tongue, and beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal, سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. And finally, a hadith of an Arabian Bedouin that came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asking him to teach him something that is beneficial. Teach him something that is beneficial. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him and grabbed his hand and taught him, say Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah and La ilaha illallah and Allahu Akbar. So this man left, and a short time later he came back. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew why he's coming and said, he has thought and he has come back. He said, Ya Rasulallah, these four words, they are all for Allah. I am praising Allah and mentioning Allah in these four words. What's in it for me? What's in it for me? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا قُلْتَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ قَالَ اللَّهُ صَدَقْتَ. If you say Subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jal will say to you, truthful is your speech. وَإِذَا قُلْتَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ قَالَ اللَّهُ صَدَقْتَ. And if you say Alhamdulillah, Allah will reply to you, truthful is your speech. And if you say La ilaha illallah, Allah will reply to you, truthful is your speech. And if you say Allahu Akbar, Allah will reply to you, truthful is your speech. Then you will say, فَتَقُولُ اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ قَدْ فَعَلْتْ. You say to Allah Azza wa Jal, oh Allah, forgive my sins. And Allah will say, I have done so. فَتَقُولُ اللَّهُمَّ ارْحَمْنِي فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ قَدْ فَعَلْتْ. You say, oh Allah, have mercy on me. So Allah say, I have done so. And you say, اللَّهُمَّ ارْزِقْنِي. And Allah Azza wa Jal will reply, قَدْ فَعَلْتْ. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, give me sustenance. So Allah Azza wa Jal will reply to you, I have done so. So the man counted seven, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي, اللَّهُمَّ ارْحَمْنِي, اللَّهُمَّ ارْزِقْنِي. Learn these words, implement these words, and say these words. Name them if you want the beloved for. Name them if you want the beloved for. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, and Allahu Akbar. Say them, and you'll be successful in this life and in the hereafter. In أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ فَيَا فَوْزَ الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ. الحمد لله وكفى ولا عدوان إلا على من ظلم وبغى. والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث المصطفى صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تمسك بسنته واكتفى بهديه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, be cautious and be wary and do not be heedless. Allah Azza wa Jal, the most generous, has made for us acts of worship that are simple and great in reward, that attain Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy. So it's incumbent on us that we learn these acts of worship and implement them, first and foremost to attain Allah's mercy, and secondly to attain His great reward and His paradise. So say Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah and La ilaha illallah and Allahu Akbar. And one more hadith about these four blessed words, these four beloved words. If you wish to be known, if you wish to be famous, if you wish to have a name, listen up, for this hadith is for you. Inna mimma tadhkuruna min jalalillah at-tasbihu wat-tahlilu wat-tahmidu yan'atifna hawla al-'arsh lahunna dawiyun kadawiyyin nahli. That these four words, Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah and La ilaha illallah and Allahu Akbar, when you utter them, they rise to the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal and circumambulate around the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they have a humming noise. For those that have bees, for those that know what bees do when they're together, they have this buzzing noise, and the more there is, the louder it is. The louder it is, they have a noise. But what's this noise and what do they say? تُذَكِّرُ بِصَاحِبِهَا. They mention your name. They mention your name where? Up on the throne and around the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal. أَمَا يُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُ أَوْ لَا يَزَالُ لَهُ مَنْ يُذَكِّرُ بِهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking, who of you wishes to have someone that continuously remembers him and reminds of him? I'm pretty sure we all do. Not in this world, but in the hereafter with Allah Azza wa Jal. So say, Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah and La ilaha illallah and Allahu Akbar. You will be from the successful in this life and in the hereafter. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم يا سامع الصوت ويا سابق الفوت ويا كاسي العظام لحما بعد الموت اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا اللهم تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات بكرمك يا ربنا قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الكفرة والكافرين اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إننا كنا من الظالمين ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة.